Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 22 for Tuesday, August the 23rd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market posted modest gains in the wake of Tuesday's crop estimates report, which was compiled by Statistics Canada. Canola finished anywhere from $1 to $4 above unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $472.30 a ton. That's up $1.80. StatsCan pegged this year's canola crop production at just over 17 million tons, and that was below what most analysts had been expecting, with many of them downplaying the significance of the report. Elsewhere, gains in soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and crude oil helped underpin canola. The November contract seems to have found some support at the $470 per ton mark. However, declines in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans were bearish for values. The Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to international buyers. China is expected to lower the amount of dockage it accepts on imports of Canadian canola soon. The deadline is September 1st, and that has been bearish for the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were a cent lower. The November contract was at $10.13 a bushel. The market was pressured by the findings of a major crop tour in the U.S. Officials with ProFarmer are saying soybeans have the second highest ratings over the past 30 years. While the number of pods was smaller, most analysts had already factored that in before the tour began. Heavy rains are expected in the U.S. Midwest over the next week. Weekly exports in the U.S. have been better than expected. Corn was 5 cents lower, with the December contract checking in at $3.37 a bushel. The crop tour is now moving into the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt today, where conditions have been improving. Yesterday's report from the USDA found 75% of the U.S. corn was good to excellent, and that rating was up slightly from last week. South Dakota corn yields are pegged at 150 bushels an acre, while Ohio's yields are 149 bushels an acre. Over on the international scene, one of Brazil's central states has decided not to proceed with a tax on exports of grain. Wheat was 6 to 8 cents weaker, with the most active December contract at $4.27 a bushel. Wheat fell on technical trading. Minneapolis wheat seems to be the furthest out of the market as a whole. There are many contracts booked for hard red spring wheat exports, and that has prompted a scramble for supplies in the U.S. The spring wheat harvest is about 65% complete, and that compares to the five-year average of just 46%. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.